for the Capitol Police and who had attempted to sound the alarm for what might occur on that day. Her riveting book is titled Domestic Darkness, an insider's account of the January 6th insurrection and the future of right-wing extremism. Monday's morning show begins just after 8.
Listening to Samwise the Brave from the soundtrack to Lord of the Rings, Two Towers. The Tower card in the tarot deck may symbolize destruction and chaos, but it also represents the option of change and renewal for the better. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha, and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. And I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music and the tarot. The origin of the tarot and its use, according to documented references, may have begun in Italy around the 14th century. The deck includes 22 of the major arcana and 56 in the minor arcana. Tarot started as a parlor game, but eventually, years later, became a process for more spiritual enlightenment. One of the major cards is the Fool. The Fool symbolizes new beginnings with the potential of things being so much better in such a chaotic world.
Day after day, alone on a hill, The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning.
In the tarot, the major arcana cards give insight into a broader area of our lives and how it will affect us along the path we take in life. But the minor arcana cards, they focus more on day-to-day experiences. The magician card says, "Find your own magic." It represents the power to make your own dreams come true.
Thank you.
Luck, a turning point, fate, a chance meeting that can change your life, good times, and yes, success. What goes up must come down, and what goes out must come around. And so goes the wheel and the cycle of life. Through good times and bad, we experience life in a constant cycle of change. The nature of the Wheel of Fortune tarot card indicates destiny. So expect the unexpected. And now we come to the Justice card in the tarot that represents balance but also accountability. There is a woman in a red cloak with a crown atop her head. She's holding an upward-pointing sword in her right hand and gold scales in her left. Her powerful image serves as a spiritual reminder that there are consequences for our actions, both good and bad. This includes our passion for love, whether right or wrong.
The very first moment that I wake each day, your ghost just dances straight across my memory. for the phone and I hear your voice. And against my will, my feelings run away with me. Cause I want you here right now, but you're lying there in someone else's arms. If there's a God up in the sky, if there's any justice in this world, I should be with you. Oh, I should be with you. Say you'll run away with me. If there's any justice in this world, I should be with you. Say you'll always stay with me. I wait all day long for the sun to fall, for you to slip away and run back to my arms again. I look into your eyes and see the passion grow, and we lose control and swear we'll never part again. I know paradise ain't lost, there is still a chance that we'll survive. If there's a God up in the sky, and if there's any justice in this world, I should be with you. Oh, I should be with you. Say you'll run away with me. If there's any justice,
one of the most visually stunning and inspiring cards in the tarot deck is the Star. It offers a message of hope, healing, and renewal. The central figure of a woman, the seven small stars, and the starry night sky reminds us to be grateful for the love and support in our lives.
Honey, you are my
The world is the last card in the major arcana of the tarot deck. It signifies a completion of a long, sometimes difficult journey. The world represents all elements coming together in order for us to receive the satisfaction and success for which we've been striving. I hope you've enjoyed today's show, Music and the Tarot. And remember, tarot is the journey of the soul, a spiritual compass that illuminates our path, sparking understanding and transformation within ourselves. And until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know how you're enjoying the show and if you'd like me to explore a specific theme. You can email me at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com or through this very station at WGTD. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.